So I want to talk again about how important it is to recognize when anxiety is impacting our relationships, causing us to speak lashon hara, and just in general, creating a lack of shalom between us and our family, our friends, our community, our coworkers, whatever it is. I talked a little bit in the last clip about jealousy, but today I want to talk a little bit more about anxiety itself and how fears and sometimes uncontrollable fears contribute to a lack of shalom. So imagine that a person's child, let's say, is starting out with shidduchim. This is a very stressful time for a lot of people. You hear all sorts of things, shidduch crisis. It's anxiety provoking in general. Your child is going to marry somebody, go into a family that you don't know. You're asking people to advocate for you, to advocate for your child. You're putting things down on a resume, names and people that you hope will give your child like a really good review. It's very, very difficult, and it could also create a certain amount of competition, right? You hear this wonderful boy, you're hoping that he would say yes to your daughter. He said yes to your friend's daughter. If you're very anxious about the process, then you can see how you would maybe say lashon hara, or you would react very badly if you got a disappointment. So let's say a date that you were hoping would come out wouldn't, would fall through, let's say. And that type of anxiety, that insecurity that we're feeling, that stress, that fear, really creates a lack of shalom. It causes us to behave in a way that the end is a lack of shalom. And you could think about how this would work out in all sorts of areas. So a person, let's say, is anxious about finances. They're trying to get a job and it doesn't work out, right? So they're very upset. They're very nervous. The Maseilas Yesharim talks about fear a lot and recognizing which fear is in our control and which fear isn't. So a fear for the fact that I need to support my kids is something in my control and I should go and try to get the job. The fear that I'm not going to be able to support myself or that I'm not going to have money, well, that's in Hashem's domain and Hashem decides how much money a person can get. But the anxiety, when we feel anxiety, we're not always able to distinguish between appropriate fear or our hishtadlus is another way to put that. And bitachon and emunah that whatever I'm going to get is Hashem decided and it's going to be the best thing for me and it's going to be exactly what I need. And it's going to put me in the exact right situation for me to grow and to, do what I'm put on this earth for to do. So dealing with anxiety is so important, not just obviously because we're happier when our anxiety is lessened or harmful anxiety is lessened, certainly, but also because of the way it impacts our relationships and the way that we behave towards our friends, we behave towards our children, our parents, our neighbors. And it's just such an important way to look at my obligation towards living b'shalom with myself and everybody else. So once again, I'm posting this clip today and I hope it was helpful to you, but please join me for the anxiety antidote. We're going to flesh out these concepts a lot more and talk about a lot of different ways that we can think about anxiety, that we can build our emunah to deal with those anxieties. And again, like I said, hopefully live a little bit more stress-free lives in a way that helps us to fulfill our tafkid in this world. So I hope you'll join us. Look out for the information. Please sign up. It's going to be interactive. Hopefully there'll be a lot of back and forth and there'll be a lot of opportunity to ask questions. And I hope to see you there. Thank you all so much for listening today. Have a great day.